This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, so I want to just update this. And this is happenstance. These guys ambushed me to start the show, but it's all right. Costco is an addiction. But the opposite end of Costco value is what David said to me pre-show. And you've read this report? Yes?
I've saw a little bit of the numbers.
David, do you want to share with the people? Now, again, this is not old man yelling at clouds. It's just we have reached a point that I don't even understand what we're doing. Cooper Flagg is going to be the number one pick. You know what? So is Michael Olowokandi. You're not established yet. He's a good player. He's a very good player. And I have no problem if you said to me, hey, Cooper Flagg all in last year. He made a couple million bucks. You know what? Cool. Fine. He's viewed as this generational player. One problem. We're missing a zero. David, you want to take over here?
Yes, you are missing a zero because this came up in a conversation with Bob Costas and Howard Bryant, journalists, sports guys, longtime sports guys, about how much Cooper Flagg made during the year. Got silent in the podcast, and then quote from Howard Bryant. He had a $13 million deal with New Balance and then a $15 million deal with Fanatics. Yes, people, that's $28 million.
Plus David. Whatever Duke paid him.
Yeah. All right. And on top, it's like when he said, I don't know if I want to come back.
Right.
And everybody dismissed it like, come on, man, you're the number one overall pick. He's taking a pay cut to go to the NBA. Think about that. And he's the number one overall pick, taking a pay cut.
$28 million.
Yeah, but that's not, and again, that's not on the NIL.
This is just a deal with these companies.
What you had heard, and again, these are all murky. I don't totally believe any of them. You had heard he got $7 million to go to Duke. I mean, $35 million. He made more money than Cade Cunningham last year. What are we doing here?
And that's not even saying just some of the other piddly stuff that okay, but $600,000. All right, I'll take that.
Sure.
Money. Yeah.
Well, I'll show up at the Children's Hospital.
Right.
$500,000. But no, I just at any level do you start to get turned off, or are you just so all in with this? You're like, Mike, it's just the way it is.
No, it is. But I knew that there was always going to be exceptions like him, where you're this deemed this great generational talent, and you're going to get everything that you possibly can. But it has gone too far, and this is what I hope that if they get the CEO, that they can put a hard cap and say, guys, enough's enough. You're not going to do this. Because when Cooper Flagg came out and said, I don't know if I want to go to the NBA, I'm like, come on, man. Why do you have to do this? I get it. You love Duke.
Look at Yaxel Landeborg.
Yeah.
Now, U of M did a great job because I'm going to say this and then people use it against me. I don't think the figure of what they paid Landeborg is, it's not the figure that's insane. It's the fact that it's double what he would have gotten as a draft pick that irks me. I understand the $4 million that if you have idiot billionaires handing you their money to light on fire, God bless.
Right.
I don't care. But it was more, wait a minute. This kid, in concert with those deals, you're supposed to be an amateur athlete, and he has those deals while he's in school. Like, there's just no rules on anything.
I mean, imagine what Zion would have gotten. Imagine what, like, a Reggie Bush, if it was legal back in the day, would have gotten. Like, there are certain guys that are just going to break the bank, but
yeah,
$35 million. Yeah, I mean, he was in the New Balance commercial, and as soon as I saw that, I was just like, Cooper Flagg is rich already.
Yeah.
Now, I thought it was one of those that once you go to the league, because he can't even wear the New Balance on campus. But he can't wear it in the game.
The dirtiest secret of all is, like, even – like LeBron making $40 million, he makes $400 off the court. I mean, the salary turns into nothing. Yeah, go ahead, bud.
I was going to say, Cooper's actually going to make more in the NBA than he would in college.
Well, he'll sign a $1 billion right. shoe deal.
Well, no, just the contract alone is going to be more than what Duke's going to pay. Like, Wembanyama's was 4 years, $55 million with 25 guaranteed.
That's right, but Evan, that's over a 4 year term.
What we're I know, but that's 11 per year.
Right, but it's more. The idea of 35 for 1 year in college.
Oh, somebody's going to pay that?
No, he got paid that.
Well, yeah, but that's sponsorships. I mean, LeBron got 90 right out of high school.
But hold on. Nike. Where did we get to where college athletes can have major sponsorship deals?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This isn't what NIL is.
That is NIL.
No, it's not.
Name, image, and likeness. That's what it's all built around is using.
Then what's the $7 million Duke gave him, Evan?
Well, that's something different. That's contracts within the school. That's not NIL, in my opinion. Name, image, and likeness is making money off your jerseys.
The
your
NIL
shoes.
Was initially for that. That if, you know, Bob's car dealer decided, hey, Mike, we'll give you a car and whatever,
right, like, remember,
and you say...
Ohio State kids, they all got like Mercedes when this first happened. Yeah. And
so that's what it was supposed to be. Now, he went national. Like most NIL things you thought was going to be local dealership or local, you know, or like I said, Michigan State, their offensive line got free
radio
dinners.
Flyers.
They got free dinners at some place.
Yeah. They got paper plates or and a hot dog.
Right. It's like, oh, well, great. You can get nachos from LS Techo. There you go.
Ohio State, ribeyes, Michigan State,
like an anomaly,
Costco
right?
dog.
Because New Balance is in his backyard. He lived in Maine, came from Maine. That was their local deal. They got their guy. And now that he goes to the NBA and can actually wear the shoes, like you were saying, I think he's going to
make more. But hold on. Can I?
But it's a one-off.
But hold on. It's actually not. Work with me. And this isn't an attack on Kenny or his program. But did you read what Kirby Smart had to say yesterday?
Yeah.
They are paying high school athletes $20,000 a month to maintain their commitment.
That's crazy.
That's depressing.
Meaning, if I commit to Kirby Smart a year in advance, they are paying me $250,000 to go to prom. Now, in fairness to Kirby, he did say if they break the commitment, they owe us the money.
Yeah, but how are you going to hold them to that?
If you decommit, you owe us the money.
If they don't sign anything, what are they going to say?
I send a hitman. I don't know. I don't know. It's the SEC. Anything goes.
But this is where
I don't know.
No, but this is where it does. That's where you need that CEO to step in and say, no, you cannot do that. But
it's just, it's gotten to a point. It's
ridiculous.
Paying a kid. Look, do you know what it takes to get a 5-star kid to your campus now? You have to pay them to visit.
Yeah. They'll call and be like, well, I need $100,000 just to step foot on the campus. I may or may not commit to your school. But I'll listen to your pitch.
Oh, no. The Kirby Smart thing I thought you'd laugh at just based on, okay, so let me get this straight. $20,000 a month to keep your commitment. Here's a question. The kid from Oregon, 5-star D lineman, don't know who he is. Obviously, never played it down. He commits to Oregon. Big article on ESPN.com and Dan Lanning jumps in a pool.
Yes.
Just like the Harbaugh thing. 17 days later, that kid decommits and goes somewhere else. So what was he offered? You see the ridiculous nature of all of this?
It is. And it's
the opposite of Costco.
No, it is.
That's my point.
It is why, for the big boy schools, you actually don't want the kid to commit, because by them committing, they've now set the market. Okay, you got that much?
Yeah.
We could pay you that.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's how it's going to work, though, is other schools are going to be like, we'll pay you, Georgia kid, your 20 that you owe them, and then we'll pay you more than that because we want to have you.
Yeah, hey, see, Georgia kid, I'll give you $25,000 a
this
month.
Is actually a good thing that state can't get anybody to commit. We're saving money. We don't have to pay to retain anyone when you, in fact, can't get anyone. We are the Costco of college football. We are about value at Michigan State.
Are they really Costco, though?
No, definitely not.
They're not Costco.
Costco's way better.
They're not Costco.
But no, I just wanted that article. I wanted your take on that. I mean, $20,000 a month to hold a commitment. Can you imagine? What would any of us in this room, age 17, and you're getting handed $20,000 a month? The only one of us that wouldn't have been dead within 10 days is David.
I don't know about that, man.
You were on tour with MC Hammer. You would have been dead.
My cousin was on tour with him.
And if you were 20K a month, Benito would have been, you would have been on that bus.
If I had 20K a month, I probably went out and bought like some fancy sports car.
17 years old? Yeah, no doubt.
And probably wrapped it around a pole.
Remember when Justin Bieber bought like a monkey when he first got famous? I'd do some crazy thing like that. But also, why can't they pay for driving school?
Bruh.
What are we doing?
You're right. Maybe
$20,000 high school
and a new driver sticker.
And right. Maybe a mandatory driver's ed class while you're in
or
high school.
Or just hire him a driver at that point.
But that's cares? Where it's arrived at, by the way, if you like college football. And again, you are all very good people out there. If you love college ball, I'm not mad at you. Just don't be mad at me when I tell you I can't take any of it serious. $20,000 a month.
Man.
For a kid to go to high school and just not decommit.
Bruh, in high school, I would be looking like Mr. T. I would have just spent all of that money on chains and all of that. Yeah. I know me, and I know me back then. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Me? Yeah, 17-year-old, not 37-year-old me, 17-year-old
me. Your uncle never would have allowed it, and you know it.
And you think he would have seen anything I was doing?
Yeah, because you had to report for duty at the church.
Yeah,
you
not
don't
then.
Even play.
David, not
I,
then.
David, I would have had like the entire Nah Later flavor colors of Gators. I would have had pink Gators. I would have had every color you could possibly imagine.
You would have looked like MC Hammer at the 1991 Florida Derby.
Bruh.
You've seen that. All red suit I showed you.
I would have looked like
with the tie tucked into the pants.
Mike, I would have looked like an extra from Miami Vice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.